afternoon. I'm Fred with Our Village, and I'm with Chris today.
Hello.
And, of course, Matt. He's always in the control room there.
Can't do it without Matt.
No, can't do it without Matt. That's for sure. I hope everybody's a little warmer today than what it has been.
Boy, has it been cold out there. Awful.
Yes, I can hardly remember when it's been that cold.
I know. It's been pretty bad. I hope people have been staying safe and trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, try to do the right thing. So, but anyway, it's been cold. We lost a little bit of to the people with the Bears, and, those things happen.
Yes, that would have warmed our hearts a bit if they'd won. But there's been
a lot of controversy, and I've watched football all my life. I played ball when I was younger. And there are two teams that go out there. There's two teams, 11 men, 11 men. Nobody wins a game, and nobody loses the game. 11 men win or 11 men lose. And when you take two fellas or two teams that are up in the Super Bowl class, you've got to feel they're professional people. They're about the best there is. Which then brings us to the next point. When you play any kind of ball on any given day, if you got two professional involved, teams or whatever,
mm-hmm.
on any given day, it can happen.
Yes.
Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to make a mistake. But really, the other night, the Bears, I thought, did a great job. They took it all the way up to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll say what everybody else in Chicago says. Wait till next year, buddy.
our battle cry for baseball, we can't say that because, of course, the White Sox
did it. Not last year, though.
But the Cubbies are always a year away. I'll tell you, we've got a really interesting show, of course, today. We always try to have interesting shows. But today, for you folks who have been listening to us over the last couple of months, of course, you know we had a half-hour format. And today is our first one-hour format of the show that we're starting 2 o'clock, of course, and runs till 3. And during that time period, we're going to be having with us as guests calling in Dr. Charles Gunrich, who is the president of Wright College, and Nicole Carfora, who is the owner of Canine Corral, who will be talking to us about Bosley and all the different happenings that go on in the world of pets. And then after the half hour, about maybe 20 to 3, we'll have Leonard Zielinski from Nelson Funeral Home, who will be on with us to talk about some subjects pertaining to that. So we've got an interesting program.
Plus, he's got somebody on with him who's going to be talking all about
About Bucktown?
Bucktown,
mm-hmm, and
yes.
The funeral parlors in Bucktown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Mr. Walter Chasen. So for you folks mm-hmm. who might be interested in...
Then I have a friend, Hans, who may call in. I don't know. You know, he and I had a conflict about the Bears versus the Colts. It was a friendly thing. It still is. And if Hans has a chance, he'll probably call in today. But in the meantime, you got some things you want to do.
I do, and here was a place that was hopping over the Super Bowl, and of course they are always active at the Edison Park Inn, famous for their wood-burning oven pizza, and of course a whole lot more. They have a full menu. They're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock. Visit their website at www.edisonparkinn.net just to catch up on their menu items and perhaps find what bands are going to be playing there, because they do have live music, bowling, and billiards on their second floor, which is a great opportunity for private parties, for business associates, special occasions, family gatherings, holidays, whatever. They have a full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable, and you can dine in or take out orders. This weekend coming up, their band is Mr. Hand. Don't ask me who that is. It sounds like a magician, but it's a band. Mr. Hand, he's on Friday the 9th, and that starts in the evening. So stop in the Edison Park Inn there at 6715 North Olmsted in Chicago. That's Edison Park. Their phone number is 773-775-1404, the Edison Park Inn.
A great place to go. A lot of fun.
Yes.
And if you don't go there, maybe you can go someplace like Birch or someplace else, huh?
Birch for eyes, yeah.
Eyes,
the gift
yeah.
of vision. I know Birch Optical has actually been family-owned for 69 years now. So three generations of Birch family members have run this wonderful optical shop where they do every type of service that you need, from the eye exams to the specialty eyewear to accessory items. They're located at 5489 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's Gladstone Park. Phone number is 773-775-3300. Birchwear Fashion has been envisioned for the last 69 years. They also offer a $25 off coupon on complete set of eyewear if you mention that you heard them on our program. Birch Optical, 5489 North Milwaukee. Their phone number is 773-775-3300. And they do accept most major insurance plans, which is very important.
Very good. Mm-hmm. We go there.
Yes,
I know
we do.
I have my glasses there. Mm-hmm. I can see very well. Yeah. I can't hear, but I can see.
Well,
we were just kidding about that. Chris can hear a pin drop. Or if you have a wife, you know there are times when you mumble, and she can hear it every time. Me, you have to yell at. So we make up a great pair. I can't hear. She can't. Well, she can see all right, but her ears are so precise. So
well,
I have to be careful.
I think husbands usually have selective hearing.
Selective hearing.
Yep.
That's a good word. I like that.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Do you have any idea how cold it's going to be this week? Is it going to stay this cold?
Oh, it's going to warm up now. It's amazing. I'm saying, gee, it's going to be great. It's going to be in the 20s on Saturday and Sunday, which is unbelievable. And this is very cold. And people should listen. It gets the same temperature up at the North Pole. Mm. But when you're at the North Pole, you know, you buckle up your whole face. Everything is buckled up because if you're out there for 5 minutes, you can get burned. Frostbite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing can happen here.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because you're going to start to give your weather reports, are you not?
Maybe
as
in the future.
Benny of Bangor. Not
Benny
today
of Bangor.
Necessarily, but you are almost always right on your weather report.
You have to be very careful with this cold because down here, because it's a city, it seems people, you know, they don't dress as well, or they figure they're in the big city, and for some psychological reason, you don't think about it being as cold as if you were at the North Pole. You'd be dressed absolutely properly. And they've told people, stay away from that. Try to get into the heat, warm places. Also, for those who go out to these taverns, be careful. They said that if you drink, that really affects you in this cold, cold weather. I heard it. I gave up drinking immediately. Immediately. I went to a funnel. That way, I'm not drinking. I'm a good guy. So, it's pretty bad out there. But remember that in July and August, too.
Yes, we'll be looking forward to that. But I'm serious about this. You are going to start to give some weather reports.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give some reports.
A lot of the major...
I said to a guy at Channel... I think it was Channel 7. Channel 7, I met him. And I said, he scared me to death. He almost got the weather report right. And it really got me all nerved up.
Tragic. Well, and we all count on that, too. So we'll look forward to Benny from Bangor. Folks listening, we are going on to our full-hour format starting today, so stay tuned after the half hour. Our phone number here, if you want to call in, is 708-493-1530. That's here at the station. So please feel free to call in, you know, sometime during the day if you want to talk to us about something or mention something that's going on in the neighborhoods. If you'd like to call us at our office, it's 847-675-6127. And that's, of course, Village Publications. We have the two newspapers, the Our Village and the Village Square. We have a very active website at ourvillagechicago.com.
Mm-hmm.
So please, you know, listen to the podcasts on our website and follow the paper online or pick up our paper at the convenient locations that we have throughout the city.
Very good. Well, Dr. Gunnerich is on. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Fred and Chris.
How are you today?
We're fine. How are you doing?
I am fine.
Good. We're speaking with Dr. Charles Gunnerich, who is the president of Wright College. I think we mentioned that earlier on, that you'd be calling in. And you've got some pretty exciting things going on over at the campus at Wright, do you not?
Oh, yes. We're very excited that the business association that is located on land adjacent to the college has chosen to rename their business park, the Wright College Business Park. I think that's a tribute to the college, to way we work with the community, our partnerships in the community with those employers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say that
I'm always stepping on something.
No. You have many, of course, people who are going to be involved in the park as far as resident employers, correct?
Well, right now there are six employers. The park also, or adjacent to the park, is also the New Horizons Center for the Developmentally Disabled, and we work with that school to provide services through our occupational therapy assisting program. And then further down the block is going to be located a new senior center called Autumn Green at Wright Campus, and we're looking forward to developing programs for seniors because, as you know now, seniors want to stay active both physically and mentally.
Yes. That's true. I mention that to Fred all the time. That
I'm a senior. I want to be mentally active, not mental. Is your title the dean? You are the dean of the college?
No, my title is the president.
President. You've done a fantastic job there. I don't know whether all the people have gone over there to look at that college or been through it, or, but it's just a magnificent place and a great educational facility. It's one of the best I've ever seen, because a fellow my age can go there. But then I don't have to go to get, you know, recognition or points. I can get what I want out of it. And somebody can go there and actually go through, 2 to 4 years?
We are a community college. We offer the first 2 years of college credit education, and then students transfer here successfully to institutions throughout the Chicago area and through the state. Most of our students either go to Northeastern Illinois University or the University of Illinois at Chicago. But there, we have something for everyone. We have programs that we call Mom and Me that work with mothers and toddlers. And we have programs that senior citizens enjoy. So the age range is roughly from 4 and up until a few years ago, our oldest student was 102.
Oh, yes.
So, Fred,
we remember that.
You can be here for a long time.
It may take us that long.
You know, Doc, when I went to school, I went into school, and we had a discussion one night with somebody, and a guy said to me, "Did you ever go to school, stupid?" And I said, "Yeah, I came out the same way." So I can spend lots of time over there, I'm sure. But you've done a terrific job in building that school.
Well,
I don't think you get enough recognition for it, because it really does come down to who you are that works so hard on these programs.
I do think it's more than me. We have a great faculty and staff that are here to serve students. We're interested in, we know that education in our country and our city is the key to the improving your quality of life.
Well,
and so we encourage young people, and that's young is anywhere from 4 to 100,
mm-hmm.
to consider enrolling.
Well, what I meant by that is, you're right, naturally everybody has a lot of people around them that have to make whatever it is go. But they also have to have a good leader, somebody that has foresight and says, this is the way it is, and this is the way it will be. And that's where you come in, certainly. You've done a terrific job, and our hats off to you.
So. Well, I appreciate your compliments. We appreciate our partnership with our village and the opportunity to tell the good news of things happening in our community.
We appreciate it, too.
And you have a dedication ceremony coming up, do you not, on the 15th of February?
The business park renaming will be, the dedication will happen on February 15th, so a week from today at 11 o'clock, and clearly we invite the community to come and celebrate with us.
That's wonderful. And it will be officially then the Wright Campus Business Park, correct?
Yes.
And for those of our listeners who maybe aren't aware of this, Wilbur Wright College is one of the city colleges of Chicago. So that's a wonderful network, as you say, for students to be able to have at their convenient, the convenient locations that you have for them to participate.
We have six sister schools throughout the city of Chicago, and each of them are great institutions to attend.
Mm-hmm. In fact, next week we have one of your previous students on with us on the radio. Alderman Bernard Stone will be with us, and he actually went to Wright, did he not?
Alderman Stone, we're proud of the fact that Alderman Stone went to Wright College. He is among many of our distinguished graduates who've gone on to do great things in their career to enhance life in the city.
Do you ever have, like, certain times of the year information about previous students as to what they are doing and perhaps where they've gone in life, or has anything like that ever been published?
Well, we have, for example, last year, Judge Gerald Bender, who's a Wright College graduate and he's in the family court system, was named one of the outstanding community college alumni in the country by the American Association of Community Colleges based on his career accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had a Nobel Prize winner among our graduates, Dr. Herbert Brown, who passed away recently, won a Nobel Prize in chemistry for his work that he did in research at Purdue University.
Oh, my. That's very impressive.
That's terrific, huh?
And your background is chemistry, is it not?
My background is chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you can relate to that.
Well, the college is an excellent place. I mean, it really is. Yeah. The curriculum is beautiful. Everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite as expensive as some other colleges. Some colleges like to get more money. I'm not so sure you get a better education, but they certainly do get more money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I know that you have, Doc, have always looked over to make sure also that things are good. Things will be right. People can afford to go there. That they may not be able to go to other colleges because of the tremendous cost. And they're getting the education, a very good education. So this is the place to go. And I will come over, and I'll take some studies on something or other, eh?
Well, we'd be glad to have you as a student. Community colleges were designed to create opportunities that were affordable for higher education throughout the state of Illinois. And with the cost of higher education increasing, you have the ability to get affordable quality education for your first 2 years and save a few dollars. There was a recent study that said if you were to put the difference between a community college's tuition and a four-year tuition in the bank, at the time a 18-year-old entered college, that when they retired they'd have $1 million in the bank from the accumulated interest.
My
wow.
Goodness.
Isn't that something?
Well,
give a gift of education,
yes,
as well as help them in their senior years.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, I think we better mention to folks, in case they want to come out to the dedication next Thursday at 11 o'clock, or perhaps stop in and see the campus, where exactly are you located?
We're located at the corner of Narragansett and Montrose. The dedication, though, will occur just down the street from us at the corner of Forest Preserve Drive and Nathoma, where the Eli's Cheesecake Factory, Columbia Metal Spinning, Chicago Paper Tube, the Spectra Electronics, our business partners have their park at the entrance of the park.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Now, is there some place somebody could call also if they wanted to get some information? Do you have a general information line? Or?
Well, they could call our switchboard at 773-777-7900.
That's 773 777
00.
Doc, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day. I know you're a busy fellow, and we appreciate you calling in today. And we hope to see you soon.
Well, my pleasure, Fred. We live in a great community. You do a great job of publicizing the greatness of that community. So our salutes to our village.
Well, and say hello to Miss
Lynn Walker.
Miss Lynn Walker,
your fine assistant. And you'll be calling in next week, too, I believe, to give us a little update.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Excellent, doctor.
Have a good day.
You have a good day, too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, that was Dr. Charles Gunnerich, president of Wright College, Wilbur Wright College on the northwest side of Chicago. And I think now we're talking to our good friend, Nicole Carfora, who's the owner of the Canine Corral. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're real good. Well,
and you're better known as Bosley's mom, right?
Bosley's mom.
That's probably more my title than my name.
I spent a lot of time with Bosley last week, and you spent a long time painting him.
Yes, we did. We got into the bear's spirit, and my assistant, Jenny, carved the bear's logo C into him and then painted him blue and orange.
He looked real cute.
Oh, adorable.
And he's a beautiful dog. I love
him. Thank you.
I want to take him home.
Standard poodle. Yes. Bosley is one of our favorites, and he might have done better if he'd been out on the playing field.
Maybe. At least he could catch, but hey, we'll go there.
If you heard me earlier, I said on any given day, two teams on a field.
Yes, you did say that.
Somebody's going to win, and it may not be the guy you want, but that's the way
true.
It is.
Nicole, we need your assistance with something. Fred and I, of course, we've always had dogs our whole lives, and we're our last wonderful little dog, she was a black lab, passed away about a year and a half ago, and we really have taken a little bit of a break because, partly because of heartbreak, and then also your schedule changes a bit, but we're really looking forward to adopting a new dog, and can you give us some guidelines and perhaps how to go about that?
I would love to, because I think that's one of the biggest situations people are in. Even though it's really cold out right now, a lot of people are considering getting a new dog for the upcoming spring and summer months. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what we as humans do is go out and buy the first dog or adopt the first dog that steals our heart, which is really easy to do. I can have 1,000 dogs if I go by that.
Yes. All you have to do is walk through a shelter and you're hooked, right?
Yes. Any puppy that comes in or adult dog, really, I'm hooked. Really, what you need to do is stop and think about it. There's so many different breeds out there, and there's so many dogs that need rescuing, but you need to consider what will fit in your lifestyle. For example, would you want something big or something little? Do you want something that requires a lot of grooming, no grooming? How is their temperament? For example, I have terriers. Terriers are very high energy up dogs. I love that in them, but other people, it would drive them absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to pick a dog that's going to be with you for hopefully the next 15 years, if we're lucky, you want something that complements you, not creates havoc with you.
Right. What about mixed breeds? Because, a lot of times when you go to a rescue shelter, they don't necessarily have purebred dogs, so you're working with combinations. Are there any guidelines maybe to look at there, or pretty much falls within the whole standard of the breeds? And
Not necessarily. Every mix or even every purebred has their own distinct personality. It's not always breed-specific. What I would say is really get your idea of what you want in your head. Mm-hmm. Don't let your heart totally lead you.
Right, yeah.
Think about what you really want, and then talk to the staff at the shelters. That's why they're there. They're there to help you. They want you to pick a dog that is going to fit in your lifestyle because they don't want that dog back.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I do think some shelters and rescue organizations do that better than others. But you have to trust them a little bit. For example, if you don't want something that's too active for you and Fred.
Right.
Because you want something that can kind of go along with you. So you
and maybe
want
slow and
want...
old.
I was trying to
make
that
nice. Maybe one that doesn't eat too much.
Yeah. So you would probably, I would suggest for you guys something a little smaller, maybe a little older. You don't need a six-month-old puppy.
Uh-huh.
I guess you're suggesting a dead dog.
Well, no, you don't want. You want something in between, but that's something you should go with that idea in mind.
Yeah,
and see what the shelter to talk to you or the rescue organization
is
and talk to them about what you want.
Is there any place you can go to, maybe we don't want a thoroughbred, but is there some place people can go around town? Isn't there a show or something that's coming with all kinds of dogs in it?
Yes, there is. At the end of February, which I believe is the 24th and 25th, there is the International Kennel Club show. It's a purebred AKC dog show, and it is what is called a benched show. That means that if you are entered in it, you are there all day. So it's a great way for the public to come out and meet all kinds of purebred dogs. And there is a ton of rescue organizations there for purebred dogs. So, for example, say you want a lovely standard poodle. Sometimes the standard poodle rescue group is there so you can get a purebred dog, but who's a rescue dog as well.
Mm. That's interesting.
It's a great thing to do with family and kids. It's a cheap date is what I tell everybody.
And where is that at?
That will be held at McCormick Place downtown.
Uh-huh.
And is there a fee to go? Obviously, there would be, right?
Usually it is. I think it's like $10 to get in, but don't quote me on that. I don't remember.
It's reasonable, though, yeah.
Yes, it is. And if you look in the Sun-Times or Trib, they usually have a big ad about it when it gets closer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great way. Even if you're looking to adopt, like, a rescue dog from, say, Paws or the Anti-Cruelty Society, they oftentimes will be down there as well having information and stuff. Plus, it'll just give you an idea of what you can, what is out there for you, whether you want pure or mixed. At least you can get an idea of temperament-wise.
Mm-hmm. And especially, I think, environment, too, because, for example, if you have a rambling house and a big fenced yard, that's perhaps one type of a dog that would fit into that environment beautifully. But if you live in a smaller, more confined area, you really, for the dog's sake, should consider that because they can be made very happy or sad depending on that, correct?
That is so true, and I wish more people would realize that. And an unhappy dog only makes havoc in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want a dog. You want a dog for the enjoyment and love of a dog, not because they're driving you nuts.
Yeah, and you
and,
know.
You know, unfortunately, there are some breeds out there that just aren't for everybody.
Mm. That's right.
And that's okay. That doesn't make you good or bad. It's just you want something that fits good in your lifestyle.
Compatibility. That's all
yes,
it is.
It's, you know, it's like picking a wife.
Yeah.
Do what?
It fits with your life, yeah.
My life, yes, definitely.
Life, wife.
with his wife and his life, yes.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
I'm not going to call her a dog.
You know, we live down the street from a little, I guess it's a pet store of sorts, and around the holidays, and I hate to see this, you know, buy your puppy for the holiday. I think giving a gift of an animal is not the right way to go about it, correct?
I totally agree with that. I will go one step further, and I might get really yelled at for this one, but I would never even purchase a dog from a pet store.
Yeah.
No,
those dogs don't come from loving home. I mean,
no,
they market them the way they want to market them, but they don't come from people who care about those dogs.
You can see that, too. Just they're cooped up in their little cages, and they look...
And people go in there for an impulse buy. I mean, have you ever really been in a pet store? You didn't want to buy something? I mean, they're adorable. Of course they are. They're dogs.
I've always felt that we could do without those. There are a lot of dogs in this world, and we could probably find one without having to go to a pet store and take some little guy out that's, like you say, he's never had any love. It's a money-making machine. Just pump him out.
It pretty much is. And people, unfortunately, as human beings, we're impulse people.
Yes.
You know, we wake up today and decide, I want a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, none of the shelters have one, or they can't find one today, so they go to a pet store.
Yeah.
And just because you can't find one today doesn't mean you can't do the research into it.
Nicole, I had a case of, and this, I'm not going to go into the long, it's a long story, but anyway, we ended up with a cockatoo years ago. A bird.
Oh, cockatiel.
Yeah.
Cockatiel.
Yeah.
Now, I know as much about a cockatiel as I know about a shower at home. But anyway, the first thing we did was we went out and bought a book on cockatiels and read it.
No, that was smart.
It was interesting. It ended up costing me a lot more because then I had to get another one because he needed a partner and I needed a bigger case. But that didn't matter. They really got to love, you know, their environment. And we loved them. I mean, they were just so cute. But I think a lot of it's got to do with we kind of knew about them by the time we, you know, decided what we're going to go with this thing, you know?
Right.
Is there anything that you would suggest that a person that may or may not have a dog or has had trouble? I hear people say, oh, he's troubled to housebreak. Well, as you know, I'm an old man. I've had lots of dogs, and I never had trouble with them housebreaking because I had a way, you know, that I thought would work. And it did. Is there anything that they can do to get a book or someplace?
I would suggest anything. With dog training, unfortunately, there are probably 1,000 different ways to train one simple task.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of finding what you think works best for you.
Well, how about a book on just general dogs? I mean, what is the difference between, let's say, a bulldog and a collie? Well,
there's a ton of books out there. And if you go to even the American Kennel Club on the internet, which is, I believe, AKC.org, they have a ton of different information about not only purebred dogs, but mixed dogs and how you could train them and what sites you may be able to go to help in that problem.
Do you, by the way, have a dog you're showing down at the show?
At McCormick Place, I will be there with my Kerry Blue Terrier, Addie, and we will be competing in agility and obedience.
Well, now, if we're there, can we applaud and yell and whistle?
You can make as much noise as you feel the need, yes. We encourage it, especially during agility. It gets the dogs going.
That's great.
We wish you the best of luck on
it's
that.
A great place to meet and greet, because usually many of the exhibitors there will let you pet the dogs and... Even though, because there's many dogs I would never want to own, but they're cool to look at and touch.
Oh, sure. Well, they're all adorable. And also to remind people, for Easter coming along, do not buy bunnies and chickens and ducks for your children.
Again, those are impulse buys. You want to think about any creature you take into your home, whether it's a dog or a hamster. Mm-hmm. Because, and I will tell you, as parents out there, the kids aren't going to take care of the animal. It's going to be you no matter what they say. So think about that.
That's always the way. And that doesn't matter. Any animal at all. You buy a kid a horse. And within about 3 years, she's found something better. So the poor
exactly.
horse.
I believe all kids can have animals, but you just have to know as a parent that they're going to, you're going to have to help them.
Right.
Yes.
But think about it first, because a friend of mine recently just purchased a gerbil, I believe. And they told her that it was good with kids. Well, gerbils typically aren't the best pets for kids, but she went with it, and sure enough, the gerbil and the child did not get along very well.
No. So now the mom owns the gerbil, right?
Pretty much, yes. Actually, I think they're looking for a home for it, which is part of the problem with our shelters and everything else, because people don't think through before they purchase.
Right. And, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think there was a study out not too long ago that they said people do more homework buying a car than they do adopting an animal, which is sad when the animal is with you and more important than a car.
I would think so. I would think an animal is not human, but, you know, they live, they think, they have great little minds, these animals, and people shouldn't just take them for granted. They're very important, but they should be treated well. Like, I've always felt that they should fine you big money if you put a fish in a fish bowl, just in the bowl. You know, well, what the heck? He's got to have friends. He's got to be able to swim around a little, you know?
Oh, that's true. Some fish don't care, though.
Well, I don't know. I've never talked to a fish. I have no idea.
That's true. You know, you go into a supermarket sometimes, and they'll have a vase of flowers on the service desk, and there'll be a little fish swimming around inside.
Yeah,
that's
sad. I really believe they should have their little environment, you know, of what they like to do.
Right.
So, well, thank you so much today for calling.
Well, you're very welcome. I enjoyed it, as always.
You'll be back, I'm sure, soon.
Yes, hopefully.
Bosley, you got any good advice for us?
Any good advice? Stay warm. And for all of you with dogs out there, don't leave them out too long, because it is too cold out there for any creature, human or canine.
He also said to me the other day, see, I told you, dogs are better than bears.
Thank you, Nicole. And when we get our dog, for sure you're going to be our groomer. You're a certified master groomer, I think everyone knows. And you have a shop at 7040 West Higgins, so we just want to let people know where you are. And they can call you at 773-775-1040. And you even have a website, caninecorral.net. Very good.
Yes, and even if you just have some questions about dogs or you want a helping hand, we're happy to help, because I'd rather people find something that is enjoyable for them than cause chaos in their lives.
Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Say hello to Bosley.
I will.
Remember,
bye.
Remember, Bosley's president, you know. Have a good one. Thank you. She's really a sweet lady.
Yes, and Nicole Carfora.
Yeah, and she really takes us... the way it should be. Very serious.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
A dog becomes part of the family.
Of course.
When we lost our dog, he, you know, had to be put down because of such bad sickness. But I felt terrible for about a month.
Mm.
Little guy wasn't here to talk to me or that kind of stuff.
And, I know.
I felt bad, so.
Well, here's something that can make us all feel good. Seattle Sutton, healthy eating. If you're trying to lose weight or just improve your overall health, then certainly try Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. You'll be very glad that you did. Their healthy eating program offers freshly prepared, portion-controlled, healthy meals that can be delivered to your home or office. And so you don't have to do any planning, shopping, or cooking. What a treat for most of us who live busy lifestyles. Seattle Sutton's meals are low in fat, low in calories and cholesterol, and they're sodium restricted. They contain no trans fat. So for information on the wonderful programs that they offer, you can call Sylvia French, who owns actually two locations in Chicago of Seattle Sutton, one in Ravenswood in the heart of Lincoln Square at 4824 North Damon, and one in Edgewater at 5244 North Sheridan Road. Sylvia French in Seattle Sutton can be reached at 773-271-5244. That's 773-271-5244. Or call 800-442-DIET or visit seattlesutton.com and find out all the great offerings they have. But Seattle Sutton's the way to go.
Well, Leonard's on the phone.
Leonard Zielinski.
Yes, hi.
How are you, Leonard?
Doing fine.
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Of course, we mentioned earlier that you head up the Nelson Funeral Homes in Park Ridge, and Nelson, of course, has two locations, but you're at the Park Ridge facility, correct?
Right, for the most part. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Vera Nelson and her daughter Janet Nelson and her brother Rick as well. And that take care of both of the locations, one over at Ashland and Foster, and, of course, this one here in Park Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've been, of course, family-owned since 1929, correct?
Yes, right. It goes back into the family, into the third and fourth generations.
Oh, my goodness.
Leonard, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
It's my deafness, I'm sure. Can you get closer to that phone?
Why, sure.
Now you are.
There you go.
I got you. Okay.
Now even Fred can hear you. So, Leonard, you've been with us, of course, with our newspaper for many, many years now. We so appreciate that. And when we used to do our program a few years back, you were a regular visitor with us, and you talked about, you know, some topics that people sometimes don't want to approach, but, my goodness, they're so important. And
right.
I know that there are some new things that maybe you wanted to let us know about. Pre-arrangement, of course, is something that people know that they should eventually tend to.
Sure.
But cremation, especially the way the Catholic Church views cremation, there have been quite a few changes in that, have there not, in the past few years?
Right, there's been a lot happening there. You know, the Church has changed the way it looks at cremation for parishioners, and a lot of folks are now paying attention to that. So what they do is they might set up a pre-arrangement with us. They also pre-arrange with the cemetery and have a full service as well. And what I mean by that is having a traditional visitation a lot of times and having the mass, the funeral mass at church. And then the only difference is that after cremation, they might have their cremated remains taken to a Catholic cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if, you know, you're not Catholic, there's plenty of other cemeteries that that would have the cremated remains buried as well.
Mm-hmm. But that has never really been a big issue with the other mainstream religions, has it been? I think in the Catholic religion,
right?
It been...
Not so much. I would say the Catholic religion seems to get a lot of press, and you know they have a lot of literature that they distribute, and it helps people, you know, of the Catholic faith make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think a lot of folks are confused about the fact that the burial can still take place as though the body were completely intact.
Right.
Correct.
And
correct.
The Catholic Church, or I should say their cemeteries, have made a lot of provision recently with building of new mausoleums for cremated remains, which are, you know, considered or called columbariums with niches, which are sized specifically for cremated remains.
Right. So if a couple were going to make arrangements like that, they'd want to do it together, obviously. Mm-hmm. So
that's helpful. Right, right. And also, you know, not to forget the rest of the family. It's a good idea to get some input, you know, so that way there's there's no surprises.
Yes, that's right. I would imagine, too, that with our mobile society that we have, of course, families don't stay intact any longer like they had in the past, where everybody would stay in the same neighborhoods. In fact, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Bucktown neighborhood as
right.
we go on. And, of course, so many people, especially of Polish descent, grew up in the Bucktown area.
True.
But they would then perhaps go to the same funeral parlor and the same cemetery
yeah.
for burial. But is that are you able to do that as easily, even though perhaps members of the family have moved out of state? Is that a problem?
Well, not so much. You know, a lot of times we have extended family that's out of state, and they have to come in from wherever they're at and spend that time, you know, during the funeral process, and then go back to wherever they're at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, people that have, you know, moved out, it does make a difference, and sometimes it helps people to decide that they do want to choose cremation, because then they might want to either hold the cremated remains with them or send them, you know, to wherever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's an easy problem to solve in this day and age, right?
Right.
Should be the last of our worries.
Sure.
But probably doing pre-planning is probably the most important key to this whole thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. That's really a helpful aid with you know, making sure that the wishes of the folks are carried out, and just even writing it down and giving it to your family. But,
mm-hmm.
of course, holding it at the funeral home is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people decide to actually prepay the services.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is, once they prepay with us, the prices are frozen. In other words, what you pay today,
mm-hmm.
you'll have a service later on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't have to pay any more. In
mm-hmm.
other words, we lock in the price
mm-hmm.
or actually guarantee the service to be performed at a later date.
So you beat inflation.
I'm sorry, brother?
I say you really beat inflation that way if you're smart. You,
right.
You do it and you figure, well, years from now it's going to be so much more, you know, like
exactly.
housing or cars or whatever. They all go up in price. You
exactly,
know?
Right. That's how it works.
Yeah, and of course, pricing options, I'm sure, to fit everybody's pocketbooks,
right,
too, are available.
Exactly right.
Well, you know, we had mentioned just a little bit ago that we have been doing a series of articles on Bucktown,
mm-hmm.
and Father Francis Rogue, who a lot of people out there who come from Chicago, not even necessarily Bucktown, but from Chicago, know Father Rogue, and he's been doing a wonderful job. The latest article that he had written for us actually was in two parts, of taverns and funeral parlors, kind of an interesting mix, but I guess just
sure.
to show that there were so many of both in the old Bucktown neighborhood.
Out of the neighborhood.
Yes, and you have an interesting gentleman there with you, we understand, Mr. Walter Chasen, who actually had been involved back in the long ago days,
right.
in the Bucktown neighborhood, and worked with a lot of these funeral homes. And he was an embalmer and still is active, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Welcome, Mr. Chasen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice to have you on today.
I'm interested in hearing Father Rogue, because I think I've been a funeral director longer than he's been a priest.
Really?
I remember him around before he was provincial of the Resurrection at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know him pretty well, then?
Oh, yeah. He was over at St. Hyacinth, as I recall, at one time.
He is still there.
He's still there.
Still. Oh, he's probably retired, though.
I don't know. I think he's still going strong. Well, certainly with us in the paper, he is.
Well,
he's been writing articles every week.
I enjoyed reading that article. I read it just in preparation. Leonard asked me to read this, and I read it. I found it interesting, although I find in my own mind many changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the early 40s to what goes on today.
Mm.
Right. I'm sure most people probably would not even have had the occasion to ask this question, but what exactly, as a person who does the one function of embalming, how did that work? I mean, you just visited the various different homes, so they didn't have a full-time person, correct?
Well, that was more so in the years past than it is in today.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being, of course, the economic, the cost of employing a steady person to do the work in the funeral home today has gotten considerably high, and some of these small funeral homes, they, especially as you talk about Bucktown and that area, actually that whole process started east of there, shall we say, from Holy Trinity and move east.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly associated with parishes. I said, with Holy Trinity moved over towards St. Hyacinth. And then further towards St. Stanislaus and St. Ladislaus and so forth. The population drifted in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But we had many, many, many small funerals.
Yes.
And because of the fact that these places were small, they didn't employ full-time help. They employed professional help that they got as needed.
Mm-hmm. And so many of them are still there with the same family names, I would think, too.
Well, yeah, some. But I can just think of, we had at one time, within 3/4 of a mile of Holy Trinity in the area, that we had 14 funeral homes there. And then moving east, they're moving west as they start St. Hedwig's. We had two prominent funeral homes across the street from St. Hedwig's that are no longer there.
Hmm.
Haven't been for some years. The funeral homes at one time were closely associated with the churches.
Yes.
That has no longer happened.
Hmm. And, of course, the population of Bucktown when, not so much today, of course, anymore, but when Bucktown was thriving in the 30s, perhaps in 40s, a large Polish population.
A large Polish population, and Bucktown is really thriving today because of real estate value.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's changed so much. In fact, Father Rogue will be bringing us up to date soon in his articles as kind of a walkthrough. The current Bucktown and just citing things that have changed and new establishments that have come into play. But we were so very happy to find out about you and the fact that you were willing to call in today to talk to us.
Well, thank you.
Because so many people, it's near and dear to their hearts. You know, we get so many calls about this particular series of articles. And, of course, Father Rogue, as we mentioned, is just doing a fabulous job. And how he remembers all these things, nobody can possibly comprehend.
And those funeral homes, you know, some of the names are on, but the funeral homes themselves, basically, the families have moved west. Some of those funeral homes are out in the suburbs now that used to be. And the population has changed. The population in Bucktown has changed. The population around St. John Cantius has changed. A much younger age now today.
Mm-hmm.
So qualifying factor is that you've got to move with the population or be where you can best serve them.
Right, absolutely. Did you actually live in Bucktown yourself at one
time?
Never.
I was born at Belmont and Cicero and never moved east of that.
Oh, are you still there now?
No, I'm further west. I'm in Park Ridge now.
Oh, are you? So you're right near Nelson Funeral Homes in Park Ridge then, probably. You're not far, right?
Block away.
Oh, a block away. That's a beautiful area out there
at this age, though, I can't afford to be any further.
Are you still working?
Not as hard as I did at one time. No, I don't. The physical things I can no longer do. I'm 86 years old, so I don't lift anymore. I don't do the, you know, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bank a few checks and make a few bank deposits, you know.
Well, that's handy.
Well, it's a high-skilled job, you know, so you should be able to make something on it now.
Well,
you know?
I enjoy being with the young people, though, the people here at Nelson's, and I spend a day a week over at the mortuary school.
Uh-huh.
Where I supposedly share my wisdom with those people,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy that very much. I kind of do that because I feel it keeps me alert.
Has that business changed dramatically in the last 50 years?
Very much so.
Uh-huh.
It is the prerequisites have changed, the schooling has changed, just to give you just a quick example of things have changed. When I went to the mortuary school, we dreamed of, you know, young fellows who wanted to go in the business themselves dreamed of maybe raising $50,000 to go in the funeral business.
Mm.
You couldn't begin to do that. Today it takes in the Chicago area with the real estate values that we have to $2 to $3 million.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
You have parking space, everything. You need.
Mm-hmm.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you couldn't even think to buy a piece of property, an apartment or a condo for $50,000 any longer.
No. As you well know, you pay $600,000-$700,000 for a two-bedroom condo.
Yeah,
if you get one for that.
In Bucktown, when you refer to it, you know, back in the days, and when the father refers to it then, you say there are a lot of funeral homes. Was there any particular reason why there would be a lot of funeral homes in a small area? Was it just that they had so many people, or...
Well, father, I am talking to father, not man. To be perfectly frank with you, it was an easy business, actually, to get into, because the investment was not that great. You rented a store, you could rent the equipment, you rented the so-called ferns that went in the background, you rented professional help, you bought a limousine.
Mm.
That was a big deal.
It
was not that big of an investment as it is today.
But today it's huge.
Today, and then if you take a look up and down the streets at St. Hedwig's or Holy Trinity or Holy Innocence, those streets, a couple of blocks and you'd have 10,000 people living there. Because families lived together. Daughter got married. She didn't move away. She took another couple of rooms in an apartment in the area, and people stayed close. That's not true today. The families are no longer united as they were, and not only for anything but good reason, but they no longer stay that way. They migrate to the suburbs. That's why, you know, we didn't have those in those days that you have reference to. We didn't have Elk Grove Village, for example, or Hoffman Estates.
Farm country then.
Those are all been built. Those are all people that came from the center of the city.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, we really appreciate your being a part of our show today. And when Father Rogue is on, obviously we would like for you and Leonard to call in and say hi to him, and he'd appreciate hearing from you.
Leonard, it was good to hear from you today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having us on.
I didn't have much to say today.
He's taking this all in.
Not too much.
Huh? I usually talk too much, yeah. And I'm at that age, you know. I just slow down too a little bit. But we thank you both so much for coming on and talking and sharing these things with us. And
yes.
We'll be back to you in a few weeks, I guess.
And Leonard, just to remind people too, because of all the corporate-owned funeral parlors that are in place now, Nelson Funeral Homes is still family-owned and operated, as
you
mentioned.
Right. By the Nelson family.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, which is a rare thing these days.
It does make a big difference.
It certainly does for that special care and personalized service.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate so much, and we'll give the folks your addresses. You're at 820 Talcott Road in Park Ridge. That's where you are.
Right.
At 847-823-5122. And then you have another location?
Right, the one in Chicago, which is the original location, over in the Andersonville neighborhood, and that's at 5149 North Ashland at the corner of Ashland and Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number there is 773-561-5147.
Right, and your location in Park Ridge, I didn't mention, is at Talcott and Cumberland. So
right,
that's
we're
convenient.
About a mile north of Kennedy Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And, of course, people can find you online at nelsonfunerals.com.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's the age we live in once again, right?
You have a good day.
Thank you both.
We'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was Leonard Zielinski of Nelson Funeral Homes and Walter Chasen. Who's still active in the business. That was very, very interesting, talking about Bucktown. But we have some things to talk about yet that are going on in the neighborhoods, one of which is something that St. Tecla's Women's Council is doing for the benefit of the St. Tecla School Endowment Fund. They're having a Mosticcioli dinner and a folk music tribute on Saturday, February the 17th. From 4 to 7. They're going to have a great menu. Consists of salad, mosticcioli, bread, dessert, coffee, tea, or juice. They have wine or beer and pop that will be available for purchase. And the tickets are going to be reasonably priced, I think. In advance, they're $8 for adults, $6 for seniors, 65 and over. And for children under 12, the tickets are free. Or, I'm sorry, those are for 65 and older, and children under 12, $6. For children 4 years and younger, they're free. If you purchase the tickets at the door, they're $1. And then after dinner, for an additional $10, you can stay and listen to music featuring the 60s sounds of the Kingston Trio, the Chad Mitchell Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Limelighters. And this will be performed by the Choir Boys Folk Revival Trio, and that's from 7:30 to 9:00. That's St. Tekla Women's Council.
That should be a fun night.
It sure should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's February 17th, 4 to 7. And to have information on buying tickets, call 773-792-2189. That's 773-792-2189.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We could go to that. I like that Master Choli anyway.
Ooh, everybody loves Master Choli. Oh, my gosh.
So, there should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun people there.
Yes.
So if you don't have anything to do, drop in. It'll be a good time. So going back to those trios, my gosh. I didn't think they went back that far. That was a long time ago.
That was back in the 50s and 60s, I guess. Probably more the 60s.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Actually, not by our standards. It seems like just yesterday, but yeah.
That's when you're thinking of it. But then you stop and think, you know, that's like 50, 60 years ago.
Don't remind me.
Gosh, how did I get this far? I don't know.
I know. But, you know, it's interesting, too, when we were watching the Super Bowl the other day, we were talking about the fact that last year the Rolling Stones, I think, performed.
Yes.
And now there's music that transcends generations. It doesn't matter whether you...
And they've never changed a beat. I mean, they just... sing the same stuff. They're amazing. They really are.
In fact, sometime we ought to talk about the subject of, you know, people had a preference. You either liked the Beatles or the Rolling Stones back then, right? So it was like an either or you liked Elvis or Ricky Nelson was like one
of
the
other. Yeah, but I was in the music business, so I...
So you liked them all?
I didn't like any of them at that time. But, you know, things change. I do think the Beatles now, I would say it. That was the one I liked because they wrote some great things.
Uh-huh.
And when they were reconditioned, mm-hmm. rewritten, mm-hmm. taken over by other things, they are just beautiful things that they have written.
Oh, absolutely. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about music, too, we're going to be having some local artists providing music for us on our program so that people can hear their music and then maybe go to the places where they perform.
Yeah.
The first one
is going to be in what, South American type of music?
Latin American.
Yes,
yeah. Uh-huh. And it's provided by El Arpa Restaurant on Peterson Avenue in Chicago.
Yeah.
So that will be interesting. And then we have some jazz singers who are going to be providing some local music for us as well. But here's a local company that has been in the business for quite a few years, Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley, a caring concept. They're number one with immediate and personal response to your needs. So a caring concept is, their intention is to help you remain at home. That's their goal. They provide homemaker companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, any type of help that you might need if you're perhaps a senior and you need some extra assistance, or maybe you're recuperating from surgery, have some kind of a disability where you need help preparing meals, doing light housekeeping, accompanying you to and from your home, assist you with ambulation and other activities of daily living, and assist you with just your personal care and grooming. So all sorts of facets that they can fit into with this. A caring concept to help you be at home. They're located at 3601 West Devon in Chicago. Their phone number, 773-539-6600. That's 773-539-6600. And they do have a website, acaringconcept.com. That's Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley, A Caring Concept. And I finally made it. I went to Curves.
Yeah.
First visit.
Good. Now you can carry me around, eh?
It wasn't as painful as I thought. In fact, it wasn't painful at all. We did, you know, just obviously the sign up and measurements, which Maureen promised wouldn't go into.
Are you going to give your measurements out? Or?
No, actually, she threatened to send them to Ripley's, believe it or not, but I thought, no, I don't think she'll do that to me.
No.
But Maureen is going to be calling in next week because February, as we all know, is national, I guess it's Heart Health Month, and she's going to be calling in with some information.
Every
about
month
that.
Is something.
You know, yeah, every month is something.
Somebody's pumping something every month.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Heart Month?
Yes, National Heart Health Month, I think it is, by the American Cancer Society has designated it.
The Cancer Society is not the heart, though.
Oh, no, that's right, the National Heart Fund, then. I guess
it has to be Heart Fund, yeah.
Whoever it would
Everybody's out pumping their own thing, you know.
Well, that's true.
So
that's true.
It's got to be probably Heart Month. I'll look into that.
Yes. Well, and Maureen can tell us what this is next week when she calls in on Valentine's Day. Very appropriate. Valentine hearts. So she'll be talking about that.
Yes, very good. They've been looking for a heart with me for years. They've never found one.
Maureen was so good the other day, and she makes everything so comfortable. I'm really looking forward to getting started with this. But she has three convenient locations of Curves. The Power to Amaze Yourself is their logo, and I think that really fits the bill. They have a location in Edgebrook at 5354 West Devon, in Norwood Park, 5854 North Northwest Highway, and Elmwood Park at 2840 North Harlem. You can reach them at 773-763-0563. So to prevent future problems as we age and to improve the way we feel today, call Curves. And remember, this is the first day of the rest of your life, so begin the right way.
And we'll start right away, because this is the end of this show.
This is the end of this show.
Next week, we've got Bernie Stone.
Alderman Stone.
And he's
Ward.
In a good fight over there.
Uh-huh.
And who else do we have?
And Maureen Stebbins will be with us from Curves.
So,
and, of course, Bosley giving us more updates.
Well, Bosley. We got to get Bosley off his butt there and get him on his president. It's been real good, Matt. Thank you for your help. And we'll see you all next week.
On Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Have a good week,
Day.
Folks. Chicago, Chicago.